All right, we'll start. So this is Sunday, August 1st. We've just seen an exciting game. It took quite a while, but Vaughn came through with three goals in the second half to win 3-0 against a new team called 1812 FC Barrie. And so we're talking to Coach Patrice right here from Vaughn, and he's going to tell us right now about tonight's game, and we'll ask some other questions.
Sure, it was an exciting game. I mean, obviously there were some nerves to work out when you consider it's been 2 years. Our last game was September 8th, 2 years ago against London, which didn't go favorable. So a lot of nerves, took some time to settle. We're a much different team as guys have moved on and are playing at a bigger stage. So it took a little while, but we got going, and I was really happy with the progress that we made. I think every minute the game went on, we got better and better.
Yeah. Now, speaking of guys who've moved on, some of them have moved on and on to MLS and so on, but two of them right now are at least two are in the Gold Cup. Could you see how proud you are of them, and do you use that as motivation for your guys and even the kids that are coming
to
the system?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, listen, Alistair and Kamal, I mean, Dane is unlucky because Canada is very wealthy with goalies, but we got three guys there, and all three, we have a team chat. We're saying good luck today. The camaraderie and the brotherhood that we have of Vaughan High Performance, it runs very, very deep. So, and for me, it's always, why not? You know, why can we not beat a CPL team? Why can't you dream of playing the MLS? Why can't you dream of more and more and more? Because you can, and we believe in each other. So it's very emotional, and, you know, it takes a little bit of convincing for some of them, but many people do see that vision, and, you know, if it doesn't happen, there's nothing wrong as long as you put in 200% of the effort.
Great. And if I remember right, did Quillen Roberts of 1812, did he play for this team?
No, he played for us at SC Toronto, which was where I was before I came to Vaughan. But he was there. Yeah.
All right. Well, I can track his career easy enough.
Yeah.
And it's like every year there's a guy or so in the MLS, like selected in the MLS draft.
Yeah.
Must make you so proud.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. So we're so lucky to have some of the older guys like Jared Phillips, Raheem Rose, Jason Mills, who nurture and talk to these kids and allow them to prepare, because we can only do so much of coaching, but if the culture isn't right, it doesn't happen. So, you know, it's amazing when Kamal sends these messages and Alistair sends the messages to the guys and talking about it, and now we're working on preparing the next one.
Right. And although today's game was like a celebration, It's like you've the first game in so many, like 2 years, but yet you're going to say goodbye to some of these players already because it's back to school and your team and some of the others in the league. This just happens every year.
And it's sad because it's not the normal season, because by now we would have played 10 games or 8 games, right?
Yes.
So it's the first game and they're out. But it's, the world has changed much in the past 2 years, or past 18 months, I should say. So we're just happy that we were playing, and we're happy that the world's starting to come back in the way it used to be, and we're involved in the game that we love.
Yes, that's right. My first weekend, too, so I'm getting back into the groove, too.
Brilliant.
So thanks for talking to me, and good luck in the rest of the season
with
whatever players come in. I saw some in the background, and I say, yeah, he's coming back. I've asked them already. So
We have had some injuries, so we look forward to getting everybody back. And once we do, it's a young, exciting group, and I'm very much anticipating the next 9 games to see how it plays out.
All right. Thank you, then.
Thanks, Charles.